It's Morning Edition from NHPR. It is April. It is springtime in New Hampshire. And with that in mind, Erica Thoitz from New Hampshire Magazine is here to give us a preview of some interesting events happening for April. Hey, Erica.
Hello.
So this is kind of the time where New Hampshire seems to be kind of waking up. We're kind of coming out of our hibernation, it looks like. You've got a big list here.
Yeah, you know, I always look forward to the spring months because not that winter things aren't fun, but, you know, we really do start to see a lot of, like, cool new things happening around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's number one on your list?
So it's sort of a tie for me. There are two really good film festivals this month. We're just talking about spring and getting outside maybe, but I want you to go back inside for these. Sorry.
That's okay. There's some rainy days in April.
Yeah. Exactly. But these are two really nice film festivals. Maybe not something you would think of as taking place in New Hampshire, but they do. So the Jewish Film Festival is 10 days of international films that really get into Jewish culture, into Jewish identity. It's very interesting. And I think, you know, you don't have to be Jewish to go. I think it's a really good experience for anybody.
Where's that being held?
So that's going to be all over the state. There's a bunch of venues. So you should check out their website, which is jewishnh.org, I believe, or just Google the film festival and you'll get a whole list of all the venues.
You've got another film fest on the list?
Yes. So the Monadnock International Film Festival, which takes place at the Colonial Theater in Keene in part, and then there's some venues in Peterborough, and there might be a couple other. Again, check the website. They have a good list of what's playing where. And that's films of all kinds. But they're all really good, and it's been really interesting these last couple of years, so I would encourage you to check it out.
So film buffs have something to look forward to this month. What about those of us who are looking forward to getting out?
Okay, so this one's fun. It's outside. It's also a, you know, a cultural event, but at least you can get some sunshine in your life. So Shakespeare's birthday is April 23rd. And St. Anselm does this really fun event where they read every single sonnet outside on the quad, and it takes all day. So you could show up anytime. I think they kick off at 10 and it ends at 4. So you could go by, get some fresh air.
Just want to do the marathon.
Yeah. And hear a couple sonnets. It's a really fun, I think, quirky event that I'm looking forward to.
I'm wondering if some people get really into it and kind of act it
out. Yes, people dress up.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
There have been costumes.
There will be costumes. Okay. How about some other events on your list here?
So this is another fun one that you can get outside, especially for the kids. I think we'll like this one, although it might be a little bit of a tease for them because you cannot pet these animals at Baby Animals at the Bank, which is at Strawberry Bank. And they're going to have a bunch of adorable heritage breed farm animals that are going to be available for you to look at and learn about. But still, the cuteness factor will be there.
So there's the cuteness, but I want to pet them.
I know. I read that on the website. My heart fell a little bit. I was like, oh, no cuddling with the animals.
Yeah, but really. Well, something that could be a little more hands-on for the kids. It's Easter.
Yes,
Easter egg hunts.
Yeah, so Easter's a little bit later this year, which means that it might be a little bit nicer outside,
yeah,
which that is a plus. So there's a couple brunches that probably have some great cocktails for the parents. But for the kids, they're going to have Easter egg hunts at Ledges at White Mountain Hotel and Resort in North Conway, which, by the way, is just a beautiful venue. And they have an amazing brunch that I'm really sad that I can't go this year. But they'll have, like I said, a hunt for the kids. So that's something that they can actually do and, not be just totally bored to tears while you eat brunch. And then there's a place called Al Noba in Kensington, which is a really interesting place with a huge focus on farm-to-table dining. And they're also going to have egg hunt for the kids and an Easter bunny visit.
Okay, so there's some events for the kids and adults. How about just an event for the adults?
Yeah, this one's 21 plus. So there is a really cool wine expo happening in Portsmouth. It's at the Harbor Event Center. I think they're going to have something like 300 wines available for you to taste.
Don't do them all at once. Don't drink them all at once.
As a wine expo pro, I would suggest maybe sticking to a red or a white, pick your path. But it's going to be really great and a really wonderful way to try something from, a region of the world that maybe you've never, gotten to or bought a bottle of wine from and at less cost than sinking it into a whole bottle and not liking it.
Right. So you get some wine education, yep, in a fun way without being too committed.
Absolutely.
Erica, thanks so much for coming in once again and letting us in some interesting events that are happening around the Granite State.
You're very welcome.